This morning, we learned that an ICE officer shot and killed someone in Minneapolis. My deepest condolences to the family, to the loved ones who had to learn about this tragic event on national television. We have been warning for weeks that the Trump administration's dangerous, sensationalized operations are a threat to our public safety, that someone was going to get hurt. Just yesterday, I said exactly that. What we're seeing is the consequences of governance designed to generate fear, headlines, and conflict. It's governing by reality TV. And today that recklessness cost someone their life. I've reached out to Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem, and I'm waiting to hear back. Let me be clear. Donald Trump and his administration may not care much about Minnesota. That's been pretty evident. But we love this state. We won't let them tear us apart. We'll not turn against each other. To Minnesotans, I say this. I feel your anger. I'm angry. They want a show. We can't give it to them. We cannot. If you protest and express your First Amendment rights, please do so peacefully as you always do. We can't give them what they want. The hearts and minds of the people in this state are on our side. To Americans, I ask you this. Please stand with Minneapolis. To Donald Trump and Kristi Noem, you've done enough. There's nothing more important than Minnesotan safety. I've issued a warning order to prepare the Minnesota National Guard. We have soldiers in training and prepared to be deployed if necessary. I remind you, a warning order is a heads up for folks. And these National Guard troops are our National Guard troops. They're teachers in your community. They're business owners. They're construction professionals. They are Minnesotans. Minnesota will not allow our community to be used as a prop in a national political fight. We will not take the bait.